This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Police shot and killed a man north of Denver yesterday. Commerce City Police say they responded to a call about a family disturbance. When they arrived, officers reportedly encountered a man with a knife and fatally shot him. The department has not identified the man or said how many officers fired their weapons. The two officers involved are on paid leave. An investigation is underway. Colorado's Secretary of State will return a campaign donation made by two right-wing operatives who posed as wealthy liberal donors to try to infiltrate Democratic operations. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Secretary Jenna Griswold's reelection campaign tells Colorado Matters she will give back $1,250 donated by Beau Mayer. The New York Times recently reported Mayer and an associate used donations to get access to Democratic groups and candidates as part of an unprecedented attempt at political espionage. The Times reported that because of the donation, the pair was invited to a Washington, D.C. fundraiser where they met Griswold in person. Griswold's campaign did not comment further. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There is another flash flood watch in effect for areas around Glenwood Canyon until late tonight, and that could pose more issues for parts of I-70 near the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar. CDOT says heavy rainfall could trigger floods, mudslides, or rockfall in the area and lead to closures on the interstate. In Glenwood Springs, it's around 80 degrees with a chance for thunderstorms. Denver and Colorado Springs have low 70s and clouds at the moment. This is CPR News and KRCC.